grandmothers. In my cousin's house, her grandmother molded her as she wished. At each turning of the wheel, her shaping hands decided how loud should a girl's laughter be, how much should her lips spread to wear a smile on her face, the length of her hair, the color of her cheeks, the pitch of her vocal cords, the manner of her walk were controlled by the fire of her frowning face. No one dared to fail her. She could erase them with a blink of her eye. I have heard my grandmother cried at the birth of each of her granddaughters. The cry was louder when I, the fourth girl child, was born. Did she guess I would break the mold?